From Charter Hall and Banish, this is Sustainability Further. I'm your host, Lottie DL. You're listening to Sustainability Further, a podcast by Charter Hall. One of Australia's leading property groups, Charter Hall is focused on creating innovative spaces and going further to build a better future for all.
In this podcast episode, I'm chatting with Oliver Perslow and Nick Bertzolas, two property managers from Charter Hall who have been recognised for their work in being innovators and creative in their approach to leasing and property management. The pair are rethinking and redesigning the way that they do office leasing, but also in how they create community and really encourage people to come back into the workplace. This is a really interesting episode, and we also touch on the future of leasing and what we can expect to see. So thank you both so much for joining me today. First of all, I want to ask you a question that I ask all of our guests, and I think I will ask Nick first. What does sustainability mean to you?
Thanks, Lottie. I think sustainability means for me is preserving, maintaining, and also, more importantly, improving our environment and world that we live in, not just for the current state and current generation, but also for future generations. You know, I think we've been quite fortunate to live in at a time now where, you know, we're at somewhat a social and economical and political stability, but I think the biggest threat for us is the environment. So it's becoming, you know, sustainability and, you know, improving our environment is becoming all in all a lot more important and at the forefront. So, yeah, that's what it means for me. It's preserving, you know, the world that we live in for future generations.
That's a very tough response to follow, Oliver. Do you have anything to add there?
Yeah, I just thinking about it, it's quite a difficult term to define, and it's become such a well-used word in certainly in our industry at the moment. But it's hard to define it without using the word sustainable, which is obviously a bit of a waste of time. But I feel like it's something where it's a practice that makes your decision making consider the future of something, and whether that's what your actions are going to be or if it's a physical item. It's not just necessarily your future that you need to consider, it's that of the wider community and of the future generations as well, like Nick said.
No, I really love those responses, and I love asking this question because it is this term that we throw around so often these days. And it does mean so many different things to so many different people, even in different contexts. So I wanted to just give a little bit of a background to our audience. So could you share a little bit about the story behind the decision to repurpose and relocate the furniture from, was it the vacant level 7 floor at 74 Castlereagh Street? What inspired this approach?
I guess, Lottie, we look after a fair few properties in the Sydney CBD. And then, you know, walking through the premises and we were about to commence a fit out or spec fit out on the premises and which would have required the removal of those workstations. Going up there and seeing the furniture in its current status, I thought that this furniture was too good to be thrown out. It had a second life and hopefully a third life after that. I just couldn't come to grips with getting rid of it and seeing it being thrown out and also being charged for someone to throw it out. So, you know, you're throwing good money after bad. So, as I said, we do look after a few other properties in the Sydney CBD. We do have other suites that furniture and the workstations and a fit out was used towards. So, you know, it was a double win for me. You know, it gets to be reused and we do save some money.
No, it's great. I was just wondering, for our listeners who might not be aware of exactly what happened, could you share a little bit more into the backstory about kind of what goes on when a client vacates and then somebody else is about to come in or you're getting it ready for leasing? What's the process there?
Yeah, sure. So it varies across different leases or different organisations depending on what they've negotiated at the end of their lease, so the make good component. A lot of generally bigger companies, they'll negotiate a payment or a settlement where they can just essentially walk out from their tenancy, and they generally leave everything, furniture items. They take personal things and generally like tech and and computer screens and that kind of thing. But even in some cases, not even that. So a lot of items are just left in place, and it works in the favor of the landlord in some cases, where we can repurpose that for in the same space to give an incoming tenant that fit out in its current state. And that works out in the benefit of the landlord and in the incoming tenant as well, because it's cheaper for them to just move into a premises which is already ready to go. But in the situation that we were finding, we'd taken over a new building. It was a new acquisition, and the fit out was just left in situ for one of these levels. So we just acquired it, and we just saw that the best use for this furniture, because we were going to be renovating the building as a whole, we just thought it would be better suited to another building. And we were just able to, basically we had the option to do so. And it wasn't necessarily the easiest or most convenient, but we had the option to, and it worked to our benefit. And it's going towards a fit out in another building where we didn't have to obviously purchase some desks and equipment for that fit out. So it becomes cheaper for the next person.
No, I think it's great. And often when it comes to sustainability, it is just that kind of logical sense as well. You're going, we've got all of this amazing furniture. It's in perfect working condition. Let's give this, as Nick said, a second, if not third, if not fourth life. So when you walk into these offices, I would find it fascinating to see what people have left behind. Is there anything that's kind of been interesting or funny that you've looked at and kind of gone, actually, that's hilarious, and or that's really useful, and I think we could give this another life?
Yes. In my experience, there has been a few circumstances where that's occurred, ranging from microwaves to dishwashers to the trend is now the sit-to-stand workstation. So they're the workstations that go up and down so people can stand, which are quite valuable now, and almost a requirement when we're leasing some space. From, sit-to-stand workstations, office chairs, quite expensive. The office chairs are, usually, for the good ones, range from anywhere from $300 to $700-$800 each. And you walk into a premises and there's, a whole floor of, say 80, that, a chair is something that you can take across, and they've looked the same for the last 10 to 15 years. So when I see some of these things left behind, it's quite, quite surprising, really. There's a lot of commercial waste that I have seen in my time, especially some of these larger corporations and, unfortunately, even some government operations or government organizations where they've literally walked out of a premises and, left hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of fit out and equipment behind, AV equipment, projectors, all that type of stuff. So, it's good to think about what can we reuse this on, or can we reuse this and, try and give it that second or third extra life.
We did actually have, we're speaking now from 9 Castlereagh Street, one of the buildings that we look after together. And there was items left on level 9. There was a bar, like a bar on wheels with like a fridge where you put your keg and a tap on the top. It was like three taps to pull beers, basically, that this company just didn't deem necessary anymore. They just left it in situ. So we donated that. That was obviously a lot easier to, to find
a few more people put their hands up.
And other things. But
a pool table.
Pool table as well. We did for 74 Castlereagh Street.
So
we moved that pool table into another fit out which we were looking to lease, which was a bit of a niche fit out. And it was like it was intended by the previous building owners to be like an event space, which is an amenity for the other tenants in the building to book, like a function space. So we leaned on that a little bit, and we put this pool table in there to sort of just, it was an item that it was, very, very niche, and it wouldn't have really stood out to a lot of people, but it just happened that it made a point of difference on a leasing inspection for a certain prospect that we had look at the space. And it ended up being the point of difference really that sold the space and it leased it for us. So those kind of examples are, another way of reusing.
It actually came up in the conversation of leasing, right? It's like, is the pool table staying?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I think I would like to work there if there's a pool table. I need to brush up on my skills, that's for sure. But I also think it brings up a really interesting point about kind of making offices different and making their kind of the different influences there are on different leasing decisions, and how we're trying to attract more people to come back into the office these days and to make it a fun and enjoyable place to be. I would love to kind of know, what are some of the other things that you're working on in the property team to kind of set these spaces apart and make it somewhere that people genuinely want to come back to work?
I think since COVID, a lot of businesses are struggling to get people back to the office. You know, obviously the work environment sometimes is better from home, but a lot of these businesses are focusing, or, you know, spending a lot of time and effort trying to get their staff back into the office. Since COVID, we've seen a lot of different requests, leasing requests to come back, including allowing pets in the office, which, you know, 5 years ago probably would have been a definite no-no, but we have relaxed that policy in some circumstances. Another one is also just improving and making sure there's an end of trip, which is your locker, change room and shower facilities in the building, you know, so people can either ride to work, run to work, walk to work, and, you know, and they can have that shower and change room facility there, and, you know, and even improving those spaces as well, where we're putting in water points and, you know, vending machines for, you know, that would include items like your, you know, spare rubber tubes if you're tired, if you've got a flat tire, or toothpastes, products, and even spare underwear if you forget yours at home on the way into work. So, yeah, there's a lot of different ways that we're trying to do it. I'll let Ollie talk a little bit more about some of the building activations as well that we're working on to try and get people to come into the building.
Yeah, generally Charter Hall's got quite a strong sense of building a community and doing tenant engagements, having a budget specifically for doing activations and engagements with tenants to help you just offer something a little bit different, whether that's, you know, we're speaking in September now, we've just done an Are You OK Day where some of our buildings had alpacas, which were in the building lobbies, where it just drew a lot of people to the lobby and to see something which is obviously out of the ordinary for your normal working day, just to come and pet some alpacas and drive up a conversation, really, whether that was with the building team or just with other tenants. It's it was sparking that conversation, and then you get to ask, are you okay? So yeah, that kind of thing as well is obviously you don't get that kind of thing if you're working from home 5 days a week. So yeah.
That's hilarious that Nick's kind of saying, in some cases we might let a pet come in, and then you're saying, yep, and we've got some alpacas in the lobby this week. The stark contrast there.
Yeah. These alpacas, to be honest, they were so well behaved. They were fantastic.
No, I think it's great, and it is about building that community and getting people chatting and having those conversations, whether it is about mental health or just in general creating friendships and network within the building. So I think it's something that's really important and something that Charter Hall is very good at. I also wanted to touch on, I know that once you've kind of tried to reuse or relocate this furniture within the Charter Hall portfolio, sometimes the excess furniture is actually finds a new home with ReLove, which is a company that supports social housing. We had Ren, the co-founder of ReLove, on the podcast a couple of episodes ago, but I wanted to hear out of you, in your words, if you could share a little bit more information about this partnership and what the impact is of the donations that you're providing ReLove.
So ReLove was touted to us by somebody from our team at Charter Hall when I was looking for the, you know, someone or somewhere to donate all these items. It just seemed such a shame. We had a build-up of items over a year or so of fit-outs where people didn't quite have the need for these items. And ReLove was suggested to us by one of our colleagues. And the process was just really quite simple. We gave them a list of the items and some quick, you know, some photos, and they said, yep, that all works. So they generally take items which they can reuse in a residential setting. So they take items where they place it in a warehouse that they've got in Botany, which is just on the outskirts of the CBD. So it's not too far to travel. They set it up in a warehouse and make it, you know, look like a store almost. So they partner with social housing, where people who are, you know, in an unfortunate situation where they're being put into this social housing and they don't have anything in there, they can go into this this store effectively, and they can choose. So it gives them that little bit of agency and not just, you know, lumbered with something that is obviously a cast off. They've got items that they can pick and choose, and they fill their house with all these items. So the way that links with our industry and our realm is that a lot of these properties, they've got like small meeting rooms where you'll get a small meeting room table. It can serve a purpose as a dining table. Commercial buildings are they're built to last. It's not like a flat pack IKEA furniture. Not that there's anything wrong with those, but this stuff is sturdy, and it's got another life in it, you know. So it's really good, and it's a simple process, and it's a great thing that we love doing, and it's a partnership that we're proud to now be a part of.
Yeah, we also work with the Property Industry Foundation as well, PIF, and we recently partnered up with PIF to actually donate some unwanted furniture from a Charter Hall fit out. Our head office underwent a recent refurbishment about 2-3 years ago, where we had some items of furniture that was unsuitable, and we partnered up with the Property Industry Foundation, and who then sought a partnership with the Burdekin Foundation, where a lot of I'd say 95% of that furniture went to, and the Burdekin Foundation works to assist in the homeless youth, very similar to Relove, where they set it up, they used in they set up the furniture and provide the people that require the housing an option to choose and pick what they like. But it also went to Burdekin's Foundation head office, you know, a lot of the workstations that were taken, and, you know, some of the filing cabinets and pedestals. So it was great to see.
It is so great to see, and it's such a good kind of almost like a diversion of resources as well, keeping them out of landfill, giving them to organisations and people who really do need it. So I want to finish with a really, really tough question for you both. Looking ahead into your crystal ball, what do you see in the future for real estate professionals and also tenants when they're looking for these sustainable, value-driven solutions like the ones that you've described? What can we see happening? What's going to grow? What's going to pop up? What do you think?
Look, I think in these times where, you know, in these tough financial times we're seeing, is that, you know, every dollar saved is $2 made. We touched earlier about double deals and or double incentives, where a potential tenant can move into a premises with an existing fit out, which saves them the money of redoing the whole premises or building their own fit out. Yeah, they might make a few alterations, but what that means is that the tenant will enjoy or will receive a higher incentive, or they get to use more of the incentive towards, you know, their rental charges or financial charges. Which then allows the tenant to be in a better class of building, in a better grade building. And then again, that helps with the business getting their staff back to work. So it's a bit of a circle, an evolution really. So they're able to get in a nicer building. There's existing fit out in there. They're able to save some money. They're able to pay potentially a higher rent because they've got a bigger incentive. And then they're able to go back to the staff and say, hey, we're in this awesome pet-friendly building with our packers in the foyer, and we've got this awesome fit-out. Come back to work. Come back to the office.
Yeah, not even necessarily from a financial standpoint. I think companies' ESG performance, it's becoming more prevalent. Tenants who are moving out or moving into buildings where they're actively trying to tick boxes for their corporate governance, where they want to be able to offer a sustainable or recycling program for their fit outs. And a lot of the time there's a certain sense of guilt associated with a tenant leaving things behind or knowing that this kind of stuff's going in landfill. So it shouldn't be about guilt. And I think like one thing that we are now able to have to offer with this partnership and Chart Hall and Relove is that we can offer a solution where it's a sustainable solution there. If a tenant is moving out, they shouldn't necessarily be made to feel guilty that they're leaving these things behind. They've got another home for it now. So I think that's another way of looking at it as well.
No, it just makes sense. I think that's the biggest thing, is it just makes sense. And it's really great to see that so many organizations and businesses are moving towards looking to ESG as part of their decision-making processes as well.
Yeah, it's also, this type of thing is also, I think it's quite infectious. Even the guy who we, the contractor who helped us move the items to Relove, he was speaking so highly of, you know, what they're doing and the people that he dealt with and met while he was dropping off the furniture items. It's become part of his practice where he's looking to see what else he can do. And certainly for Nick and I as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite infectious. You know that you're doing a good thing. So once you've done it once, it becomes easier to.
It's almost a second nature, right?
Yeah.
You know, the people from the Property Industry Foundation in Burdekin, they were just so appreciative of what was being done. And it was infectious. It was great to see. There was a lot of enthusiasm. You know, we got photos of, you know, the furniture being installed and their people, you know, the staff and visitors to the head office, you know, really enjoying it. It was great to see rather than it just sitting in storage or worse in landfill. So that was great.
As they say, someone's trash is somebody else's treasure. That's amazing. Thank you both so much for all of the work that you are doing. And also thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
This conversation is part of Charter Hall and Vanish's podcast series, Sustainability Further. This series has been designed to inspire Australians to be more environmentally responsible and to take climate action. Sustainability Further is produced by Banish. Charter Hall's purpose is to create better futures by bringing aspirations to life.